G'day, Blake.
Morning, boys.
Just out of the saddle, mate.
That's it.
We're excited. It's a great time of the year, obviously. Blake, you've got four good rides at Caulfield tomorrow.
Yeah, Slats, big day tomorrow, Caulfield Cup Day, one of the great days of Australian racing. So I've got four good rides. Really looking forward to riding Tangled. He's on a Derby path. He just narrowly missed the Spring Champion Stakes last start, so it worked beautifully. Melbourne direction last Tuesday morning, and heads down there with a fantastic chance.
You'd virtually say, I mean, if he runs well tomorrow, you say he's had that perfect sort of Derby preparation, will be spot on come what, two Saturday time?
Yeah, look, I think so. Generally, the Spring Champion's not a bad lead up towards the Derby, and he put a great run in that race. He's got that pedigree to suggest that, he's got the bloodlines to suggest that he'll run the distance, and he's doing everything right at this point in time. So he's got a masterful trainer in Chris Waller, and I like what I feel at this point in time, so I'm looking forward to riding him.
Mate, you haven't got a ride in the big one, the Caulfield Cup, but who did you chase and who would you like to be on if you could?
Look, it was very difficult because, I don't ride much. No, I don't.
So your weight, just for our non-racing people, your weight would stop you picking up a lot of rides in the Caulfield Cup.
Definitely. Yeah. I can ride 54 kilos, but it has to be a very, very good ride, and there were limited chances at that. So weight really stopped me and stops me in these major races, like the Caulfield Melbourne Cups. But I'm particularly impressed by Bonneville. I think she just got back out of the race the other day and didn't have much luck going through the field. She's got champion trainer in Murray Baker, and he knows what it takes. He's had success in the race before, so she'd be the one I'd love to be riding.
Yeah. And we should say too, she's been had a grade one lameness, but she's been all cleared by the stewards now.
Well, we all have grade one lameness every morning.
I'm constantly the grade one lameness, but she's been cleared, mate. And that lameness can be major or little effect at all.
Well, it can, and look, the vets, they're very thorough in their assessment when they check them. So, look, I'd be pretty certain he'd be turning up tomorrow 110%.
Blake, let's get back to the Everest, mate. What a stunning event for the world of racing. Yeah. You were on English, and how did you assess the ride afterwards? I know there were a lot of people talking about English.
Yeah, look, it was a great event. Well done to Peter Volandis and the board for putting it all together. It's only year one, and I can see it getting bigger and better, and it's just terrific for Australian racing and Sydney. It's just great to be here, and experiencing and being a part of it all. Back to English, I thought she ran really well. It was just a shame that, just a shame the way the sort of track was playing. It was sort of on pace and towards the inside.
Yeah.
You couldn't really scout wide, and we were sort of a back marker, and we had 11 runners in front of us, so traffic problems were always going to be a concern, especially having to navigate a path through the field. But got a little bit held up going through, but she attacked the line strongly, and a bit fairer track, we might have rode her a little bit differently, but I thought she ran extremely well.
Yeah, it was probably the case for Chautauqua too, Blake.
Very similar.
Just got into an awkward position but charged home.
Yeah. I think that explains a fair bit of what happened to sort of both of us. Because we're on back markers, and if you go, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you go wide, you get criticised because you're putting your horse into the worst part of the track. But if you stay on the inside and you get held up, well, you're the worst in the world. But, both horses ran extremely well. you know, they're great horses, and you know, with a bit more luck on both horses' fronts, you know, they might have even finished a bit closer. But what? Full credit to the winner. Well done to the Snowdens and Triple Crown, and you know, the race is, you know, only going to get, like I said, bigger and better.
It's here to stay, isn't it? There's not much doubt about that, mate. Good luck on Tangled tomorrow. Also, one more Honey in race three for John Thompson's another plum ride for Blake Shin. Good on you, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks for your time.
Good on you, mate.